Okay, I can hear clearly that putting my voice recorder under my belt wasn't a good idea, and I have to re-record the previous recording. Never mind. Let's continue with the point of the dependence, crucial dependence of explicit conventional science on implicit mental faculties. And it is not only personally dependent on implicit mental faculties of any given person as a performer of science. It philosophically depends because its foundations, the philosophical foundations of science, they rely on the existence and practicing implicit mental faculties that are absolutely impossible and in no way explicitly provable or nothing like that. So, for example, I've already talked about leftist considering tails of given any distribution, given any bell curve. Leftists somehow prefer to pay attention to the tails of the distribution and the spread of the distribution while ignoring more essential properties of this very same distribution, such as its mean. Why the mean of a distribution is more important than the spread of the distribution? You feel it is. And you are right, because mean is practically more useful than the spread. Still, leftist always prefer to pay attention to the tails and to the spread. And they feel it is natural. You feel it is unnatural. They feel opposite. And there is no explicit scientific argument that could be made here. They feel another way, and their science doesn't work practically. Your science works, their science doesn't work. But besides that, nothing can judge you. Nothing can demonstrate the difference between these two approaches. So, is implicit. Some people are born or maybe raised. I don't know. That some people in their emotional sphere, they feel that right science should pay attention to the mean of the distribution. If two means differ, it must be indicating some underlying physical difference. Maybe not precisely between these two groups of which we took the distributions and compare their means. So maybe we should reconsider our definition of the groups, probably. But if there is in any split, we have a larger population, split it in two. And if we find a difference between two means, it means that there exists another way of dividing this group, which creates yet bigger mean. But if, however small difference between two means exists, it indicates the existence of two different subgroups. We might not be, if we divide these subgroups accurately, if we strike in our definition of the margin of the border between these two subgroups, if we strike the truth, the physical property, by which they differ. Then we reach the maximum difference between their statistical characteristics. But if we have at least some, it means that the reality could be even larger. Unless we hit the absolute accurately, the absolute physical difference with our definition of this subgroup. But we know we don't. We know our definition of these subgroups, say races, is crude as hell. It's, well, leftists themselves, they argue that your definition of race is crude, but it only means that the effect that you are demonstrated on these crude definitions will be larger if you refine this definition. And leftists don't understand it. And it goes to emotional sphere. They don't understand it for no scientific reason. They just don't feel it right. And you feel it right. So, again, implicit knowledge, you know that refinement of definitions will increase the statistical differences between crudely divided subgroups. More of that shit. Not so long ago, I wrote a criticism on an article in Neuroscience, Ryan. I already sent it to you, and I expect you to like it a lot. A neuroscientist demonstrated in her own paper that she is absolutely incapable of distinguishing between significant and insignificant variables in her experiment. She introduced a couple of absolutely insignificant variables, and she concluded that something depends on these insignificant variables. And I demonstrated that they are insignificant, but this article was praised and cited, and it is now a part of the mainstream neuroscience, despite fatal logical flaws. But what I consider a demonstration of insignificance of a variable, I cannot guarantee that this demonstration is considered to be a demonstration of insignificance of this variable for her, for any conventional scientist. Because nowhere in scientific method it says this is how you demonstrate the insignificance of a variable. It is implicit knowledge. It is feeling. You see some properties. You see how dependencies play, and you suspect that something is insignificant, that some variable is insignificant. Then you investigate into it. You find some aspect of some dependence that shows you that yes, this variable is insignificant. But how can you externalize your realization and put it inside somebody else's head. Perhaps you would like to develop a definition of an insignificant variable. And there is one. There is an explicit definition of an insignificant variable, but in order for this definition to be born, you need to have a feeling of insignificance implicitly in your head in order to be able to formulate this definition. So implicit feeling is a reason, is a precursor for explicit definition. You cannot create a definition, actionable definition, of something that you didn't feel before. You need some emotional, some implicit grasp of an idea before you explicitly formulate this idea. And it extends perfectly to such philosophical, methodological ideas as insignificance of variables. And still, having this definition, demonstrating this particular variable insignificance according to this definition, it is still an implicitly determine whether any conventional scientist is going to agree with you. They can simply say, oh, okay, I don't believe it. And that's it. A scientific method can, the explicit scientific method can offer you no defense against, I don't believe it, I'm going to ignore it. And any conventional scientist is absolutely free to ignore absolutely anything, no matter how rigorously you demonstrated your point to them. They are free to ignore it. They are free to ignore any point at will. And you can do nothing about it. But you feel your point is relevant. And they feel otherwise. And they publish their nonsense anyway. Yet again, our explicit science is founded on our implicit knowledge. Yet again, it crucially depends on how we feel about truthfulness of things and statements. Relevance and significance, because even though we have a formal definition of a significant variable, we still implicitly decide whether to use it and where to use it. And thus, our implicit materializes itself in conventional science that pretends to be explicit through and through.